Thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We'll take questions in the order received, and we'll take as many as time permits. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star two. Again, please press star one to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal for questions. Our first question will come from Rick Tervoort from Rabo Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon. This is Rick of Rabo Securities. I have two questions. The first one is regarding the outlook. As it's indicated, you expect net sales and EBITDA to grow with 5-8% during 2009. On the other hand, you also signal that, tenants could become more difficult in the current climate. So my question is, how do you think you will achieve this growth? Is that through the full impact of developments that have been completed in 2008? That's the first question. Second question is regarding Pulkovo, the financing of this project. I think there is a sentence in the report how it is financed. To be frank, I do not fully understand it, so I would appreciate a kind of detailed explanation on this.
Okay, well, I'll take the first question, and I'll try to answer the second question to the best of my ability, and I'll pull Rayo in if I need help. So regarding the growth for next year, so the simple answer is that we have enough projects in the pipeline right now that are under construction that upon completion, assuming that they're completed on time, which they will, as far as we can see, will bring us enough revenue and earnings to meet the targets that we're setting for next year. So it's simply a question of new fully or heavily rented facilities coming on stream, along with the need to protect our customers so that we have to be able to maintain high occupancies in our existing facilities. If we can maintain high occupancies in our existing facilities and bring these new parks on stream as planned, then we will be able to meet those targets.
And if you look at your current lease portfolio, do you still see some positive reversionary in your current leases?
Yeah, well, if you're talking about the rent levels, are
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we always have index-related increases and virtually all of our leases are connected to the CPI one way or the other. So those increases are virtually automatic.
Okay. Yeah, and if you compare them to market... Sorry, yes, please. On the financing of Pulkovo 1.
Yeah, so on Pulkovo, so the group is... Rayo, correct me now if I'm wrong, but Pulkovo is being financed through group lending operations. So the group... is able through its own borrowings from banks, from other financial institutions. We have enough securities, enough collateral to, or excess securities and collateral to borrow enough money that we can finance Pulkovo without specifically financing that project and securitizing that project as such.
And if you would do all your capex for the ongoing developments, including Pulkovo 1, and you keep the yield requirement the same, where would the equity ratio stand approximately?
Well, Rayo, correct me if I'm wrong, but with all of the decisions already made and under construction, our equity ratio will still be above 38%, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Those are all my questions.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Rick.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. As the final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is going to come from Marianne Hogeslag from Active Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Marianne from Active Investor. I have a question on the St. Petersburg project. Can you please elaborate a little bit on how you see letting will be done there? Is there a marketing kind of plan, or how are you handling that?
Yeah, well, the first thing we did was we strengthened our marketing organization. So we now have two full-time account managers working on it. We just hired a new person in the end of December. The way things work in Russia is because, and actually, if you don't mind me using a little time on this.
No, please do.
It's Russia is Russia, you know, and Russians, I have to give them credit. They really... they know how to live under difficult conditions. And one of the things you have to deal with is customer pessimism. And this current situation has proved that the Russians are correct. So one thing we've seen earlier is that people will not sign leases until they're sure the building will be commissioned because they've got used to a situation where various things can stop that from happening. And so unlike in Finland where you can do binding pre-lets, and for 100%, that's completely impossible in Russia. Most of the deals are done within literally weeks of the commissioning of the building because nobody believes that the building will be commissioned until it's commissioned. So you have to recognize that reality. Now what's happened is that many projects that or development projects in real estate in Russia have stopped, and we're still going. And that's led to a situation where as a science and technology park, our reputation is now very good in St. Petersburg because we're still there. We said we were committed to the long term. We are committed to the long term. We're not a company that builds and sells off our assets. And now they really realize that we're serious about that because many speculators have left the market. Having said that, it's a very difficult market right now because prices have dropped and projects have stopped, and companies have problems, and it's an oil economy, let's face it. So we have to be prepared to be in this game for the long run. And now coming to your actual question, so our plan is to, we have a new marketing plan. We have two full-time account managers who are working on anchor companies first. We're focusing on software and ICT, ITC companies. We have already a quite good prospect list. We've already launched networking innovation activities. To give you more detail, I go 2 days every month myself personally on the spot. We run. We already have an ITC and software sauna club where we gather together investors, venture capitalists, companies operating in the software industry, both foreign and domestic, all of us are together having finished sauna and talking about business. Many of these are prospects for the first phase of the Pulkova Park. We are launching our first venture capital pitching forum in February, our first business breakfast networking events in February, and we're going to be very active and aggressive in working with the universities, the research institutes, and international companies in St. Petersburg, like Sun, Intel, and many others, to figure out how we can together move forward in this situation that we're in. One of the good things about the decline of the oil economy in Russia is that now Russia is very serious again about diversifying its economy. When the oil price was high, they weren't. So this plays right to our strengths. So it's a good opportunity to get innovation activities going that will bring lots of small, medium-sized companies also into our park. So our plan, to put it in a very brief way, is to use the Technopolis concept, just like we do everywhere else, to strengthen the local innovation economy, to attract small, medium-sized growth companies and anchor companies in selected niches that will be less vulnerable to the recession than others. So to help Russia basically get away from the oil economy, that's our strategy.
Okay, thank you.
As we have no further questions, I would like to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Silverank, for any additional or closing remarks.
Right. Well, if there are no other questions, then I would just like to thank you all for the time and effort you put into participating in this conference today. I'd like to once again repeat that if you want to see the presentation as well as the press release, just log on to www.technopolis.fi/4/investors/presentations. And if you have further questions that you want to ask privately from me, just send me an email at keith.silverang@technopolis.fi, or you can call me at country code 358-566-7785, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. I'll leave the phone open as much as I possibly can over the next couple of days. So thank you very much, and I wish you all a great day.
That will conclude today's conference. Thank you for participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.